Shalom! You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. It is the holiest day on Israel's calendar, and the clearest depiction of how Yeshua accomplishes atonement on our behalf. Join me now for an extensive, detailed look at the Shabbat above all Shabbats, the day of humility and self-denial, the day of the atonement, Yom HaKippurim.
Last week we talked about Yom Teruah, or Zikron Teruah, alternatively known as Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah. It is the first Moed of the fall. It's the first holy day of the fall. And it comes after a 3.5 month summer period where there is no special activity on Israel's calendar. We can translate the phrase Zikron Teruah as remembrance with loud blasts of sound. There are many Jewish traditions and beliefs associated with the day that have little or no basis in Scripture, not the least of which is the connection with the shofar. So we went through an extended explanation of that. We also showed that without the shofar connection, linking Yom Teruah to the Day of the Lord or the Day of Judgment seems to have tenuous scriptural support. In Scripture, Teruah is primarily the sound of shouting, whether it's with war cries or shouts of praise. Teruah is several other things, including the sound of the shofar, which we see only in one place in Scripture, but it's primarily the sound of shouting. Though Scripture does not tell us what we are to remember on this day, or whether the remembrance is caused by or in conjunction with Teruah, based on its position in the calendar, Yom Teruah appears to be a day of preparation for Yom HaKippurim, otherwise known as Yom Kippur. Yom Teruah wakes us up and brings our relationship with God to remembrance, preparing us to humble ourselves before Him just 9 days later. So that brings us to the next Moed, Yom Kippur. And as we did in the last teaching, we'll start with Judaism's traditional view, and then we'll look at a lot of Scripture in this teaching. We won't do too much of a comparison between the two. And then we'll look at the messianic significance of Yom Kippur, and then end with a little practical application. So Yom Kippur, the traditional Judaism's view of Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah begins what's known as the 10 days of awe. At Rosh Hashanah, the book of life is opened and God begins judging the sinner or judging the Jewish person. According to Alfred Kolach in the Jewish Book of Y, he says, according to Talmud in the section Rosh Hashanah 16a, all man's actions of the past year are judged by God on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur, judgment is rendered. The 10 days of penitence are regarded as man's last chance through his actions to influence God to reconsider an unfavorable decision. That's found in Rosh Hashanah 16b. For this reason, the holiday greeting, which until Yom Kippur was Lashana Tova Tikitevu, may you be inscribed in the book of life for good, is changed as Yom Kippur approaches to Gemar Chatima Tova, may you be sealed in the book of life for good. So the way the tradition goes, on Rosh Hashanah, the book of life is opened, God begins to judge you, and within those 10 days, you have the opportunity to change God's mind about you, whether or not you've been bad or good. Some traditions that are associated with Yom Kippur. Some still observe a substitutionary atonement ceremony. Now, this might involve the slaughtering of a chicken or other bird,